So, Funhouse, before we get to the episode, and Charlie is being decidedly shy right now, honestly, he's really just kind of nervous to meet some of his best heroes again. We have a merch store where you can buy shirts and other shirts and women's shirts and baby's shirts and other items that you want to dress yourself up in. So go to the link in the description, which is like podcastshirt.com or storeofbuyingpodcastthings.org. It'll be there. You'll fucking click it. And go buy something. You'll like it.
And if you would like to support us otherwise, you can always go to patreon.com/theofficialpodcast and get cool perks.
All right. So, hey, guys. Welcome to this episode of The Official Podcast. We're your hosts, Jackson, Andrew, Charlie, and Kaya. And this week, we've got the super sexy Los Angeles Funhouse with us. We've got Bruce Green and Adam Kovic, who are making funny faces.
Sexy.
As we speak.
Yeah, and L.A. based. So strange.
I mean, we are from Los Angeles.
That's true. That's
fine. Man. Sexy. Thank you.
Well, I'm Australian, so that's new to me.
This is very similar to Bruce.
I mentioned every American town.
This is like going to a ska show where the people on stage outnumber the people in the audience. So feels good.
You're used to doing live episodes, aren't you?
What? I don't know. What's the difference?
Who's furiously typing? Charlie, is that you?
Yeah, that was me. I'm closing my porn tabs. I'm trying to get ready for the
intro. Are you sending them their resume on the side as we're doing this?
That's actually an interesting question. Have any of you ever looked into doing porn? Because I know I have. Not extensively, but I've tried to like dabble in that area. I always thought it'd be like a fun bucket list item.
I was looking at Craigslist ads. I think I was 18 maybe before I was selling insurance at the time. And there was a Craigslist ad for like, make money being a boy on camera. I'm like, I'm a boy.
A boy.
Let me look into this. And it was this guy was like, yeah, I get $5 if you whip your dong out. I'm like, well, that might haunt me.
Send him my info.
Yeah, well, yeah, more than I get usually when I do it in front of the kindergarten.
If anything, I lose money when I do it.
Well, yeah.
I know.
Reminds me of a German news bit that I saw once where some guy wanted to be a porn star, but he was this weird degenerate, and his mom too. So he had his mom take his application shots of him with an erection posing on a car.
No way.
Wait, his mom got an erection for him?
No, he did, but he had difficulty too, but then he managed it, and his mom just took photos on her throwaway camera. This was a while back.
That's actually really sweet.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that's a true underdog
story.
That's
a horrible, horrible thing to say.
We ride the line.
It's the family business.
I know a guy who's currently a feature film director now who had to edit porn for a living. And
can you name drop?
No, because I mean, like, Steven Spielberg. Yeah, he's only directed a few films, and I don't want to embarrass him, but he edited porn for, like, I think he said 6 months, and he said afterwards he could physically no longer look or watch porn ever again because it disgusted him too much. So
I can imagine you'd get jaded, just like, oh shit, I cannot edit this. This is horrible.
Seeing,
the cutting is awful.
Seeing the ass end of balls, like, for
the composition on this taint is just unremarkable.
I mean, we've all been guilty of watching pornography. I feel like I'm one of the people who get really upset when the beginning of the video
excuse you?
The volume's always really low, so you turn it up, but they never adjust it. So you know what they did was they just went in, found where it peaked when the chick was going fuck, 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 and then they evened it there. But it was like they didn't go through and balance the audio. It's very frustrating, but that's probably because they just can't look at it anymore. They're just like, okay,
they're tired
done.
Of it.
It's like a Let's Play video.
No,
they just
tired of it.
Slap heads and tails and throw it out there because they're just like, it's gonna ruin my life.
Ugh. Are you this mystery editor?
No, I'm just saying, if I were to do pornography, I would care too much. That's my problem.
Perfectionist
art.
Oh yeah,
Stanley Kubrick of porn.
I'd go frame by frame. Like, there's a flash frame here. Fix that.
I want you to really take the composition of this asshole shot into account.
Well, yeah. More makeup. That's more funny. Makeup. I see too much hair on that. Nutsack.
More bleach.
More bleach. Exactly.
We can't do that in post. Well, I guess we can do After Effects.
No. Well, you could bleach it on set. Just pour some
CGI
bleach on
bottles.
Asshole.
The future.
Make it part of the film.
Practical effects are always better.
What would, like, a major international studio porn look like? Like, what if Universal Studios was like, we're doing a porn? What would it be? What would it consist
Haven't
of?
Haven't you ever seen those real porns? They're, like, they have like, beautiful lighting
real
and
porn.
Amazing, like, scene composition and stuff.
But those, you're talking, like, a $150 million.
Those have got to be high budget.
No. I'm talking like if Quentin Tarantino was like my next big blockbuster is going to be a porno. Like, what would it consist of?
Even his budget is small. I think you mean like Avengers book kind of
Steven
budget.
Spielberg and George Lucas back again for Butt Pirates 6. What happens?
I don't know why you start with six, but I see where you're going with
that. Well, I wanted to leave off where I left off.
Well, you got to start a new franchise if you're with Steven Spielberg and George Lucas. So it's Butt Pirates 1. And by the way, they call
the soft reboot of the Butt Pirates, the beloved franchise.
They put Butt Pirates the number one at the end of the title, so you know.
And then you need some sort of ending, like Dracula Untold, where they say, "Let the games begin."
Oh yeah,
and
then
so
you know
there's a sequel.
You know there's a sequel. You look forward to it.
Yeah, post credit scene where another guy comes in and he comes on the girl too.
So it's like the Avengers where it's post credits and someone's like, "Need a hand," and it's Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be like some Nick Fury recruitment shit at the end.
I'd get fucking chills if that happened in the theater.
Everyone already came on the floor.
Goosebumps all over your dick.
Flaccid cock in your left hand. Oh, it's like a Nick Fury cameo.
So is this normally what your podcast is about? Is it normally about porn, Charlie?
Well, as advertised, it's pretty much just all about, you know, masturbation and Andrew's bad dates.
Yeah. I was going to say the Stan Lee cameo would be awkward, though, in a porn Avengers.
Stan Lee equivalent, I guess it'd be like a Jenna, no.
No, Ron Jeremy. It'd be Ron Jeremy.
But
absolutely.
I think, no.
It would be Ron Jeremy, I think. Yeah.
I don't know.
Or like Peter North or something.
I'm trying to think of like who's like the producer of porn, like the guy, I don't know.
The guy that made he usually makes like the Wizard of Oz, Cock of Duty, XXX, that guy?
Maybe. I'm trying to think of like older. I know
Axel
Steele. There was like Trent Steele Productions or whatever back in the day.
I think Charlie just said it. What'd you say, Charlie? Something
it's
Steele?
His name's Axel Brom, not Axel Steele.
Oh, Axel
Steele's
Brom.
A different producer. Axel Brom.
Man, that's a good name. Good, strong name.
Yeah, Stan Lee was never an actor. He was just, he's the creator, and so we show our love to him by forcing him to be
in every Marvel movie.
Everything.
Before he dies.
Behind the scenes, he's just begging to not be in the movie.
Please.
You get out there, Stanley.
I can't get my penis up that high. I'm 95.
For the love of God.
We'll CGI it in. Don't worry.
I'm sure they're all bound by some sort of contract. They'd have to do it.
You bet they're bound. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, that's a good segue into... hang on, sorry, Jackson. Charlie, you have a joke to tell, I believe.
Jesus Christ.
Now we get a face cam. Are you guys recording video? Because those would be perfect. We get a face cam reaction to the joke.
Would be good, actually.
We are not recording video, but we can if you want.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, for the sake of my ego, don't.
I'll just film the screen.
Do we... Jackson, do we have that kind of technology?
Yeah, we can put it in the video cast.
The
video.
On the video, right. Kaya.
All right, we're recording.
We're recording.
Charlie, tell your joke.
Jesus.
It's just a tradition with the podcast. Back when we first started it, I came home and I was bragging about a joke that I told, and I thought it was just the magnum opus of comedy. Just like the true zenith of humor. And since then, everyone's just been like, just cracking up about the joke. Every guest we've had on has just loved it. It's a real knee slapper. Mm-hmm. So pretty much every time we have a guest on, they make me tell the joke to them just to give a good old hoot and a holler out of them. So you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So this is a true story. A real true and blue story. I was driving down I-4. It would have been about 3 months ago now. I was with my girlfriend and I saw a sign for a restaurant called Boardwalk Burgers. Just a standard Boardwalk Burgers joint. You know, homeless people slap some patties on the grill, serve them up. Just a good old wholesome time. And I saw this and I said, Boardwalk Burgers, more like board burgers, because the burgers aren't having any fun. That's about the reaction we get every week.
Are we on a podcast right now?
Waiting for the
is joke. Someone typing in the background?
Is
someone stenographing this for future generations?
Right. Elise is working. She's working.
Oh, she's actually being productive with her life.
Yeah, she's not talking about porno.
It's a thinking man's joke. I understand. It usually
maybe you should tell people. Elise
no,
the joke.
It's one of those reactions I have where I go, oh, that's funny. But I'm stone cold in the face, which usually means like it wasn't, but...
You know, whatever.
No, I get it. It's an anti-joke.
Yeah, but it is funny.
Expectations. It's It's I don't know. What is that?
You don't need to justify this for Charlie any longer.
Trying to
yeah,
help
but
him
it's,
out, man.
See, it's not like an anti-hero where you know that's their job. Like, Charlie actually thought that this was funny.
Yeah, if
this
I
is
set
more
it
like
up from
Peter
the...
Parker grew up to be an alcoholic.
Yeah, if I had set it up like in the beginning, like this joke sucks, then yeah, I'd agree. But I actually genuinely laughed a lot at my joke there.
That's fine.
And when I brought it on here, everyone hated it. So since then, why not?
Well, that's what makes it funny. It comes back around. I don't need to explain humor to you guys. You get it. You're all adults. It's fine. Look, I paid the $800 for improv classes, so I'm basically a genius. That's a joke.
Do you really take improv classes?
No.
No, I've
you
never
just said it was a joke.
Improv. Yeah, we've never done
oh,
that.
Oh, I thought that was improv.
Improv is the joke. Or paying for an improv class is the joke, yes.
Yes, and?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you say no. That's when you say no. When somebody says yes and, you say no.
We do a thing with Lawrence when we travel sometimes where it's Lawrence improv, and he just says no to everything.
That's great.
It's pretty good.
Because it makes it really hard to improv with him, which makes it funnier improv.
And he just yells at children at PAX or whatever event we end up being. He's such an old man. Anyway, he's not here to defend himself, so
we don't want to be mean.
Yeah, we don't want to start any drama. That's not what we're about. Do you guys have any weird masturbation stories?
Yeah, speaking of drama.
I don't know. I mean, masturbation in itself is just so normal. I don't know what would make it weird.
Well, I've told many masturbation stories already on gameplays, but I can tell you this one
again.
Yeah,
you like fuck a couch, right?
Well, apparently you could put a Ziploc bag in between two cushions.
No.
But you got to heat it up. You got to heat it up and put some like lube or something in it. And then if you wanted to, you could romance the couch.
Yeah, yeah, the standard issue Ziploc bag trick.
Yeah, see, it's not weird, though.
But hold on, there are other ones. What about the banana peel? Have you heard about the banana peel?
Done that one, too.
You've done that one, too. What about the vacuum?
Oh, yeah.
Have you done the vacuum?
Too afraid to try that one.
Okay, well, there you go. See, there, the vacuum. That
one's I'll go in the other direction. Any of you gentlemen ever get a zit on your dick?
Oof.
Oh, yep. My God.
Yeah, you absolutely. Ever power through?
What does that mean?
And I want to masturbate, but I have a zit on my dick, and I'm going power through.
More than that, I hate it when I get them on my ass cheeks and it just hurts to sit down comfortably.
Well, it's similar to that, but the thing is, with the dick zit...
It's pain and pleasure.
Well, you have a choice to not do anything.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it, but you're like, in this moment, I chose to have the blood flow go through my body to go to this one part of my body, and I will stroke it until my dick throws up. But it will be utter pain and pleasure at the same time.
That sounds so nice.
See, that's good, though. Also, apparently the body has a bandwidth for how much pain it can feel at any given time. So if you hurt another body part, you would feel your dick less. Like, you would feel it hurt less.
Or if you masturbate enough, you'll pass out. Because eventually, pain makes you pass out.
You'll die.
Wasn't there some guy who died because he masturbated?
Yeah, he died
after 40
times. Yeah.
12 hours
of
masturbation.
He died the way he lived.
Wait a minute, he died? How did he die?
Yeah, he died. From all his body fluids exiting his body.
Really? He died from losing sperm?
I don't think that's how he died, Jackson.
Yeah, like there's always like another part to the story. It's like, oh yeah, also he was on three different types of drugs.
Yeah.
He also snorted a kilo of cocaine before he started.
I don't remember
but they don't know if it's related.
But it was an actual piece of news, and his mom found him, I believe, which is just the worst.
Just like...
Out.
Heath Ledger.
rest in peace. He has children or child. I don't know.
Whatever.
They're probably the first to know. This isn't breaking news to them. So this brings us to the next question that Jackson had been itching to tell since the beginning. Go ahead, Jackson.
What question was I going to ask?
That's fine. I'll take it from here.
It's really unprofessional, Jackson.
Yeah, he's just embarrassed.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
I don't know if you guys know, but this is Jackson's trial run as a member of the podcast, and so far we are not impressed.
Welcome, Jackson.
Yeah, his resume looked nice. It was all fluffed up and shit, but this is just a letdown.
Mostly made up.
No, you're doing great.
You're doing a really great job. Now,
you're the not British one, right?
No, I'm the British one.
All of us are not the British one.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing great. I mean, right now you're playing the whipping boy, which I don't know if you know this, but people tend to, I don't know, they sympathize with your cause, and that you will get lots of love. So you're playing the role well.
What question did you want to ask, Charlie?
I mean, I thought you had a question beforehand, but if you don't, then I'll go ahead and take it from here.
These are our guests, not a job.
Someone's going to ask a question. I'm really excited.
I know.
How you doing?
Sports. Let's talk about sports.
Okay.
Some manly sports.
This is going to be short.
Yeah. So March Madness is something going on right now. What's up with that? What do you guys think there?
I think Villanueva is going to win.
Yeah, I'm more of a Duke man.
Yeah, that's good. We both picked basketball teams that are competing in the NCAA tournament.
I wouldn't know.
We don't know anything about it.
No, I don't.
That may neither do we.
Yeah, no idea. What about that esport, guys? How about that?
I read a
headline.
How
about the Call of Duty?
They're going to ban a player, like one of the characters you can pick from For Honor. Or they were talking about trying to ban a character because she's too good.
You heard it here first.
Well, wait. That assumes that For Honor is going to be a thing in like 2 months.
That's the assumption, I guess.
It might be.
I don't know. I mean, it's the closest thing to a fighting game. I don't know. We watch like Overwatch people once in a while, but professional esports, I don't know. That's another thing I still can't really get into. Want to.
For Honor seems like casual enough to be an esport. Like, it's got that layer of depth to it where it could be an esport, but it's still, like, accessible to, like, the general public.
Yeah, and all the mall ninjas are really into it. Like, blades and sharp things.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a fighting game.
It's got that aesthetic.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, we can't be good at Overwatch because we're not Korean. And we can't be good at StarCraft because we're not Korean.
True.
So what can we be good at? Is there anything we can be good at?
Complaining?
I don't think any of us are going to be an esportser.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry, man.
That's not true. Charlie here is actually, what are you, Charlie? Gold?
Professional speedrunner.
And is, yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie's, by the way, just having cyber sex on Omegle, I believe, right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's just what I do.
This is Charlie's side hobby. His main hobbies are way more important.
He's on a podcast?
He's recording videos right now as we speak.
The secrecy of it all. No, I like a man who can double test.
Ooh. The problem is he can't. Are you there, Charlie?
Why are you singling me out? I'm the only one asking questions right now. Right before the episode, you asked
questions.
I'm like your parent trying to get you to look in your uncle's eyes.
Charlie, you asked question, and your fucking question was sports?
Yeah, and then you went typing into your corner.
Let's hear yours, Andrew. Where were
okay,
you in
sure.
The last 15
all right,
minutes?
Funhouse. So I'm wondering, at what point do you guys balance the effort that you put into editing with the fact that that's like a fun thing to do? Like you guys are really hand on when you do, you know, the gaming content and the editing content, and you seem a lot more involved in your editing process. So I'm wondering, where's the balance of like I'm having fun editing, I'm having fun playing a game, and how much is like a work process of it?
I feel like you'd have to ask the individual people that edit. I mean, like, and it also depends because, like, so recently we've hired a bunch of different editors and stuff. So, and I've been talking to them and like some tell me, oh yeah, like I'd like to edit a little less or I'd like to edit a little more. Like, we had some people like say they want to do it. So yeah, I guess it really depends on the person.
I mean, like you guys, I mean, most of you are checking out like your individual channels and stuff. You're all kind of like a one man army sort of thing, right? Like you guys do your graphics and your editing and your capture, like, you know what it's like, right?
Yeah. And it's all pretty much done by Jackson because none of us else want to touch it ever again, especially not me. So thank you, Jackson.
I'm the British
for being
guy.
The whipping bow once again.
Nice job, Jackson.
Well, like a lot of us, at least in the, like most of the, like the on-camera people you see, like a lot of us have been doing that for like 10 years, like writing our own stuff, editing our own stuff and doing all that stuff. So it's like, we've kind of gotten to a point now where, oh, we can pass that on to people. And that feels good for me that I don't have to edit my own stuff anymore, and that we have people who are better editors than us.
That's end game. That's nice.
It
so,
feels
okay,
good.
I have a question then. How long did it take you guys to get good at it? Since we're like basically in the infancy of this podcast.
Good at editing?
It's good. I mean, like, I don't think
basically just making content and anything that goes with it, editing, making contracts, anything like that. How, at what point do you guys think you actually became professionals at it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
still
like
still waiting for us to be professional.
Yeah, it's because like I edited for a couple of years when I was producing videos at Machinima, and I never felt like I got really good at it. I felt like I was okay.
You get fast.
You get fast at it, but you're never sure. Like, and then you watch somebody else. Yeah. Like, for example, like if you watch Elise or if you watch another editor, we have John. They're both really funny, like tonally perfect editors. And I look back on my edits, I'm like, yeah, they were okay, but they weren't as good. So I don't know. I'm not sure if we ever. I mean, like, I'm not sure. Like, feel professional.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like we have a very simple science. It's record for an hour and then cut out all the stuff that sucks. So when Bruce and I first
started,
when Bruce and I first started making stuff together, our videos were like 2 minutes long. that should say something.
We recorded for an hour.
Yeah.
And we would cut it down to like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But and then hearing that is just so nice, knowing that we're not the only ones.
No, that's normal. That's what you do.
That's why leave something in the video that's not entertaining? You're not gonna gain an audience that way. But we got really lucky with James coming on board, and then like Elise and Lawrence, and like a lot more people who could carry a joke for a longer amount of time, or like you can actually get like a narrative going. And once that started happening, the videos got longer.
Yeah.
And so we still have that mindset though, where it's like, hey, if something sucks, just it's gone. Sometimes we miss some things, but you know, a couple thousand videos later, you got to just keep hammering at it.
Yeah, because you release content every single day, don't you?
Yeah, you've got that workflow. Sometimes twice a day. So
Jesus Christ.
So do you any of you still kind of have your like pet loves in the studio? Like one of you is like, oh, I still love doing audio, or oh, I want to handle this specific thing because I still like doing it. Is there still any production you want to take on personally?
Well, I do all the Photoshops. I love Photoshop. That's something I've been doing for almost like 15 years.
So for every thumbnail that we have on the channel, Adam makes it.
Not all of them. I've been
98% of them.
Trying to get other people.
Really?
To do it. Yeah, I fucking love Photoshop. I'll do that all day. Like that was my dream, working shit jobs in high school and college, was I would just go home and then go do Photoshop and like Photoshop video game like forum posts. Like people, you ever like go on a forum, people ask for like a signature. You know, they're like,
so you were that guy?
Yeah,
holy fuck.
People are like, my name's
Andrew's
like...
Andrew's probably used some of your work before.
No, I always wonder. I go to message boards and I'm like, who takes all this time to make this shit?
Look up, my username was Sporticus10.
Nice.
From Lazy.
Oh,
Jim.
Wow. Oh, well, thank you for your time.
There's a story behind that one, too. It wasn't my choice. So I'll even go back and further. The reason that was Sporticus10 was I had a really weird friend and he bought me an Xbox Live account for my birthday. But as like a joke, I was like, well, you know what? You get to pick my username, Sporticus10. I'm like, what's that from? I realized he was into Lazy Town, which is really weird. And I'm like, okay.
Was Sporticus in Lazy Town?
I found out later, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
But if you look up, I think you might still be able to find it on the GameSpot forums. I think some of it's been cached. But you can see a lot of like the early signatures I made for people, just because it's like it's some of the earliest, dumbest Photoshop work I did.
I used to do that same shit. I didn't do the signatures or anything, but I used to post on GameSpot back when I first started YouTube 10 years ago. I would post on there under a name, Cool Sport Guy, which is why your name brought up a little bit was Sporticus.
Nice.
Yeah, we hide who we are.
Man, you guys are really cool.
Wait, how old were you, Charlie?
I was 12.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, so why did you like sport?
I used to love sports. When I was a kid, man, I couldn't get enough of that man-on-man action in football. And then basketball, I used to play a lot.
It's
it was
not
fun, man.
Fair. They make them wear tight pants, and they all got big butts.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot control myself when I see just all those men with their sinewy horse haunches.
Well, then they're like, bend just over hot. And grab the ball between the legs. Like, it's like watching male wrestling. Yeah. You're like, this isn't gay. Like,
no, bros. It's a cool, sweet basketball sport. You watch basketball so you can bet on it and slap each other's ass and say, great shot.
Doing a quick Google on Sporticus 10, I believe I found your GameStop profile,
nice.
Or GameSpot, whatever, as I well can. As a possible Game FAQs profile and a fanfiction.net profile.
Oh, did you write fan?
So did you happen to write the amazing Sonic the Hedgehog fan series called Your Protector, containing your OC and a baby on the way?
Man. Oh, wow. Did you write that?
No, the closest thing to fanfiction I ever did was I tried to adapt a Halo novel into a script.
Oh my God, same.
I was like, I can do this. I'm going to make Halo into a movie.
And did you?
Same.
What?
Did I?
I don't know.
Check out my IMDb profile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I wrote Sonic Fan. The GameFAQs and GameSpot thing was, I think that's, they ended up merging as one thing. So that kind of makes sense. But I remember that was always a back and forth because like GameFAQs hated GameSpot. But then they got merged into one. They're like, well, I guess we got to be friends. And they're like, no, we hate you. And it's just a bunch of nerds on a forum yelling at each other.
Sporticus and Cool Sport Guy yelling at each other.
Many internet arguments were had on those forums.
I know, man.
F off, Game Facker.
Those were good days.
Yeah.
Ooh, I remember that shit.
It wasn't racist.
Wonderful. I got a question. I have a question. Can I ask a question? Is that okay?
No. Yeah, no. Of course.
Okay, yeah. Just a question for kind of each of you guys. Like, starting with Charlie. What do you guys like to do? You like to edit, or do you like to produce content? What do you like to do?
I guess if we're gonna start with me, editing's not the worst thing in the world. I'm not very good at it. Mm-hmm. Very shitty. Not a very good job, but it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Making content, though, I absolutely love, and since editing's part of that process, then I guess I love that to an extent as well.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not that bad. I know Jackson gets kind of the short end of the stick with this thing, though, because he has to edit like 4 or 5 different tracks a week, depending on who comes on.
Right.
So I can understand if his answer is going to be a little different. And also, if he asks to quit, we're going to say no.
Yeah, Jackson, what about you?
I love editing. It's my passion, my dream. Yeah, no, I love it. I don't know what Charlie's talking about. I'm asking for more tracks.
Jackson, are you using Premiere or Vegas?
I use Premiere.
Okay, because I remember Charlie was using Vegas. I'm like, I think he's crazy.
Yeah, I used like Vegas when I was like 12, when I pirated it.
Of course, yeah.
Which is how everyone starts.
Yeah. Baby's first edit.
But yeah, I moved up to Premiere.
I distinctly like, remember as soon as seeing I could. Charlie's desktop and his installed programs, and he had 5 different versions of Vegas installed. All of them Vegas 12, though. The same version, just 5 different installations.
Charlie, do you
edit 5 videos at the same time?
Do you still edit on Vegas, Charlie?
Yes.
Oh, you do.
It's free. It's sad. You know?
It's free. Well, if it's pirated, yeah.
Don't say that.
Oh man, Creative Cloud just—it's worth that.
Yeah, it's like $10 a month.
I love Creative Cloud. Kaya though hates Adobe with a passion.
I mean, I had a technical problem with them. I have no problem with the actual software. I very much like it. Their tech support is just absolute dog shit. But it made me realize that the best way to get any sort of help from any company is just to make it public. Just yell at them on Twitter, and they'll get back to you within a second. And it'll fix it.
Yeah, it's really like, I've noticed that like negative reinforcement where it's like, my flight's delayed. Yell at them on Twitter.
It always works, though.
I know.
Every single time.
I see everyone do it every time. I don't want to be that guy.
No, I know. Neither do I. Unfortunately, he's absolutely right. Like, if you send an email or call them, whatever, it takes 25 minutes, but then you tweet them 3 seconds, the social media director's all over.
Very patient with these assholes. I mean, it took me 4 days. Every day I contacted their live chat and shit, and every time it just basically devolved back into, oh, please change your email and your whatever cart details, which was not the problem. And at that point, I was just angry. I actually started torrenting it, but they finally fixed it, so I'm still using that. Whoopee.
Shoutouts to Adobe if you're listening. Thanks for fixing Kai's problem.
Yeah, and go fuck yourselves.
Positive
shoutout. Jeez, tell us how you really feel. Yeah, but I don't know. I was just, I'm always curious because like every YouTuber, like Adam was saying, it's kind of a grind. Like you're making content, you're editing content, you're doing tags, title, thumbnail, et cetera, and it's every single day, like never stops. So I always wonder what people like and what keeps them going.
I mean, like
I could edit for 24 hours a day.
You do edit 24 hours a day?
You're gonna regret these words. I'm gonna throw these in your face anytime you complain ever again.
Editing to me has always been like therapeutic. I enjoy it. Can't do it here with these mongrels. I don't. Elise is a freaking saint for doing it. She's the only one in here who still edits. It's like I'm mostly like Photoshop because I can. We usually have to like just stop at the drop of a hat where it's like we have a sales call. Go. We have to do this thing quick. We need Matt Peek in a shirt.
You can't
take a
get
photo
in the zone.
Yeah, and like exactly. And like editing for me is like I get lost for like 2 or 3 hours at a time and just work on a thing and watch it back over and over. And I enjoy that.
Yeah.
But I miss it. So honestly, do miss doing it.
Mm-hmm. I hate it. I actually tried taking over for 1 week from Jackson just to see if, I don't know how it would go. And I was so miserable and I'm not really sure if I could even give you the reason on air why it was so miserable, especially because during editing, you have to hear everything multiple times and you cannot do anything else during. You cannot listen to music. You cannot watch anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the most terrible experience. But I definitely like the learning new programs aspect of content creation. Like if you start with video, say you learn Premiere Pro, which leads you to After Effects, and After Effects might lead you to sound effect design, and then you get into music production and that sort of stuff. So that's interesting to me.
Yeah. And then Vegas.
And Vegas. You gotta
all the way
Vegas.
Back to Vegas.
You gotta learn that.
Still rocking Vegas.
That's fine. Hey, there was a guy I remember I worked for. I was doing freelance for like video review things inside EB Game Stores, and they all cut on Avid. And I'm like, I couldn't fucking afford Avid. That's, you need like a whole machine and stuff for that. It's like professional grade stuff. I was like, I have Final Cut 5 or whatever. And he's like, I don't care what you cut on, as long as you get the job done. And I like, that gave me a different like way of thinking. So it's like, we joke, but like, if you can cut well in Vegas, you cut well in Vegas. It's just a tool.
It doesn't matter.
As long as the end result is there, it's fine. But like, a lot of the stuff we do here is like multicam gameplays and stuff like that. So Premiere just works. It's like a Swiss Army knife. It's just like, you throw anything at it and it'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I've always much preferred the user interface of Premiere as well, though.
Vegas is only a mess. All the Adobe programs didn't have vastly different key commands on every program. That'd be nice.
You can customize them.
You got to go in there and like set up keyboard shortcuts.
I think this should conclude our Adobe criticism corner.
I was going to say, sorry, Charlie. I didn't mean to talk about Adobe. Let's talk about porn again. Let's go back to porn.
Let's get back on topic.
Yeah, it's all right. We can stray a little off topic. It's okay.
That's fine.
Charlie's busy having an argument on Facebook with his girlfriend, I feel like.
Oh, no. Oh, man, you just outed him. Is that what you're are you typing to your girlfriend right now on Facebook, Charlie?
No, I don't even have a Facebook.
Yes, you do.
It's called Cool
and
Sport Guy.
Right now he's sending her, ha, they think I don't have a Facebook.
Fooled him.
Got him.
Yeah, sure. You're sure you don't, Cool Sport Guy on Facebook?
I'll buy it.
Shit. I'm changing my name.
To Sporticus 10.
It's all yours. I mean, I'm sure shit, that's taken by some pedophile, yeah.
Sporticus 11.
Well, that's just
no, even better. Sporticus 1990.
Nice. I mean,
they're going to have a lot of free time now. Love that. Club Penguin is down, right? I think it ended today. Is that correct?
It did. Yeah. Rest in peace, Club Penguin, the official Club Penguin podcast.
Everyone hide their children.
Yeah, it was like a sex offender's haven.
They're free now.
They have to move on to Maple Story.
Did you guys ever play MMOs or...
Or were you ever a pedophile?
I played World of Warcraft and I played Star Wars Galaxies.
You made that sound like a Chris Hansen interrogation there. Yeah. Are you a naked boy 420?
Do you really
Did
like
you say
MMOs?
You were 13?
Make sure you bring the cigarettes and condoms.
God, I miss not the cigarettes.
Isn't he doing a new thing? He's got a new thing.
Yeah, but he's all washed up and shitty. It's a terrible format. It looks like a student production. It's really bad. And he
should hire a better editor.
The show ended because he got fired for cheating on his wife or something.
Yeah,
because
the show found him out.
The same.
That seems unrelated.
What? Yeah. How does
that affect work?
He was cheating on his wife in one of the fucking episodes. The surveillance footage showed him doing it.
Because these days you'll just get dropped by any sort of network or sponsorship if you have any spec on your resume. No one's going to want
to. Donald Trump is president.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. See, that's political, though. Let's, like, do you guys have any bad dating stories?
With Donald Trump? No.
Good subject change.
Yeah, have you ever been on a date with Donald Trump?
That was such a seamless segue.
Week.
Man, I'm trying to think if there's got to be...
Yeah, you did good, Kai.
Bruce dated more than...
Anyone. Oh, I remember. I have a good dating story.
Yeah, do it.
So there was one time that I went out with this girl who actually I'd known for a while, and she was super cool. And it was a really good first date we had. And... nothing happened, whatever. The date ended platonically. And we both sort of like hugged each other and was like, good night. And so we set up the next date for like 2 days later. And we went on this date and it was a hiking date. And it was one of those things where like we went hiking and a friend of mine came along because he happened to be in the neighborhood. So it was sort of an impromptu thing. It wasn't a proper date. Like you'd take him out to dinner or movies or whatever. And at the end of the date, I remember I went in to hug her goodbye, just a hug. And she literally backed away from me as I went to hug her. And she put her hand out and she shook my hand. This is the second date.
She's old business.
And so we shook her hand and I remember thinking to myself, well, that's the end of that one.
By the fourth date, they were talking between a wall.
We were high-fiving.
No, not even that.
But you had to close your eyes when you did it.
Yeah, it's a different size of a fence.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
That's what romance
looks like. So you didn't try to fix that afterwards or anything? You didn't try to go back there?
Nah.
Well, they're married now.
We have three kids.
That's not a situation where you could possibly make it better in any way.
The way that you get her is when she goes to shake your hand, you slip a ring on her finger. Go, ha-ha.
Nice. Oh. Got her.
Got her. You're mine now, legally. That's how it works.
Trapped.
Is this a panel full of dudes? This is a panel full of dudes, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, except Jackson. But...
Weren't you guys exclusively guys until Elise showed up?
I mean, we've all identified as women at some point.
Yeah, we're gender fluid. I don't know if you know.
Yeah,
that.
I was raised by women.
Still do.
Exclusively women.
And I remember Charlie saying something. He would vacillate back and forth between the two. So
that's very true. I would oscillate between a lot of different genders. You couldn't confine me to one thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Good. Yeah. See,
free spirit.
2017.
That
do whatever
sentence
you want.
Alone is gonna shoot you to the top of Tumblr again. Wasn't that
again?
Actually, that was you guys, right? Funhouse, when Charlie came on with you guys, I think that was the moment he really became popular on Tumblr, because someone made that one perfect gif of him just looking super cute. And Tumblr was just full
I
of
mean,
it.
I mean, that's just Charlie.
That's just Charlie. He's impossibly cute.
Yeah.
We already know that.
I mean, he's super gay bait, don't get me wrong. if I needed to trap a villain who's super into dudes,
I thought you were
I
just going to say
Charlie
if you needed a trap.
Bait.
It's the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me.
I would have a
net ready to go.
The point is, the moment Charlie started making videos with me, the trigger warnings slowly increased on all the Tumblr blogs dedicated to him. And I think they don't like you much these days, do you? Do they?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't even remember the last time I went on Tumblr, but probably not.
I don't think they like anyone much these days.
I think there might be some fan fiction of Funhouse and Charlie.
That was written by Sporticus 10. Sonic gets involved.
We love our fan fiction. We have the best fanfic writers, don't we, folks?
Oh, man, we have dedicated fan fiction writers.
I believe you had a bad story to tell, a bad dating
story.
Oh,
yeah, dating story. So I don't know if the Funhouse men are brief, but we all have our little schmoozy things on here, and mine is I've been on a lot of bad dates because I just kind of throw myself to the internet. The one that I can do briefly for this one is I was talking to a girl online I met through a dating site, and she was like, I don't have a phone, so just like add me on Facebook or something like that. Like, talk to me through that. So that was already suspicious that she didn't have a phone, but I was like, okay, fine. And eventually she was like, meet me downtown and we can hang out and just kind of get lunch or whatever. And I was like, yeah. So I met her downtown. She met me at a local store. I was in college at the time, so I was at a small college town. We hung out. Day went perfectly fine. And then at the end of it, we talked online and she said, hey, there's a parade in town this weekend. Why don't I meet you there and we can hang out? And I went, yeah, that sounds cool, whatever. So I show up to the parade and she's like, meet me by this section of the parade and I'm hanging out with my baby cousin and like we can just hang out while I kind of take care of him. I'm like, yeah, that'll, you know, parade, fine. Fun. So I waited there 2.5 hours.
Jesus.
She never fucking showed up. I messaged her on Facebook what was wrong. Nothing. No messages. A couple days later, she finally goes, I'm so sorry. Why don't we hang out tomorrow here at this address? Like, she was like, it's my friend's house. And I was like, yeah, sure, fuck it, why not?
You said yes?
Well, yeah, I did.
Kidney?
Well, no, because then the kicker was when I showed up, she was standing in a circle with four of her friends, and I went over, and she was like, hey, you know, how's it going? This is Derek, this is Jim, this is Jeff, and this is my boyfriend, Steven.
What?
Okay.
And I went, oh, hi!
How old was this girl, and why was she 14?
Well, 15.
Are you sure it wasn't just the Dateline NBC crew? Yeah.
No, she was like mid-20s. Yeah.
To really catch a predator.
Wow.
Yeah, really. I was 21, too? I don't remember how old I was.
What was the point of that? Why would
I don't know. She was like, we can go out and go on these fun dates and whatever, and then just when I finally was like, yeah, we can hang out again, she's like, oh, here's my boyfriend. You should meet him. I'm like,
she just wanted to brag about it?
I think she was mentally
did you marry her?
Ill. Well, we're in a quasi platonic relationship.
Nice.
Where we get her alternating Sundays. Checking the calendar, I have her for 2 hours this Wednesday. We're going to see the Lego Movie. That'll be fun.
Have you ever tried to date someone not online?
Yes, I tell
you don't know how true
this man
is.
I'm just this man lives on Club Penguin for dates.
Well, because Bruce and I are dinosaurs, and every woman we've ever dated, we either went to high school with or married.
We met them in person first.
Yeah.
We didn't meet them online.
I missed the online part of my life. I don't know
I mean,
if people do that.
Well, the real answer to that question is my second girlfriend I met in high school, but every other girl I dated was online.
Wow.
Every single other one. I started early.
It was like cheating.
He really
See, like,
it's like cheating.
You must have a really good radar then, yet then again, you also have all these terrible stories of your dating.
Yeah, no, he does not have a good radar.
Well, the way that I date is like a Stinger missile. It's fire and forget. It's like I'll go on any first date, no matter good, bad, whatever. I don't care. There's stuff to do.
Yeah, like get your kidney stolen,
and then you just go from there.
I agree with that philosophy, but
sounds more like a shotgun blast into a a clam-shaped wall.
It's kind of like you approach this open, swelling void of confusion and sorrow. And you, like, toss in your coin with your life essence, and you hope to God it isn't swallowed up.
That's the worst analogy. Well, kind of, this is
very, very depressing.
What is it,
Charlie, you literally wrote that on this notepad document I'm reading for me to say that.
Well, you went off book. I didn't write anything. Andrew, though, where do you meet these girls? I'm actually super curious, because it can't be, like, on regular dating sites.
It is completely regular dating
Reddit?
Sites.
It's not. Yeah. These are like, every girl you describe is like a hobgoblin ogre who like does some weird shit for an hour and then you manage to stay
Have
for
you
like
ever
six
been on dating websites? That's the clientele, Charlie.
Why do you
that's
stay
what
there?
You get for dating any
Because
of
for
them,
for every 20 bad anyone. Ones, you get one fun one.
So, I mean, so is it like your criteria? You look up girls who are like into video games or into anime and stuff like that?
I look for ones with a pulse.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of Jeffrey Dahmer.
if you go through that, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure because you're limiting yourself to the small pool that's online, and then you get an even smaller number of people who, like, give a shit about you. The way that I do it is I just kind of browse what's there, and then I glance through, like, interests and what they've done with their life, like their education or what their job is, what they're doing. And if
SAT
I don't know if they,
spreadsheet.
If they sound like cool people, I message them.
So do
That's,
you have
I'm
a girlfriend
picking.
Currently?
I have not been fucking in a relationship for like 6 years.
There we go. So it's not working. So you may want to
try
changing.
No, not at all.
Or maybe find someone who you don't agree with in any way, shape, or form. And
well, that's why I hang out with Charlie.
That's not his problem, though. He dates everyone. That's what he's saying.
He literally
might be time to refine your methods, then.
Maybe stop dating.
Yeah, maybe you should just stop dating.
Yeah.
That's
you're not good at it.
Go camping or something.
Just be the next Elliot Rodger.
Go camping by myself?
Well, I know. You might meet someone. Who knows?
In the woods?
Yeah, in the woods.
Dude, hey, she you might never be, fucking know.
Yeah, she might be backpacking out there.
Adam, would you like to go camping?
You got a better chance than internet.
Would you like to go camping?
And then she'll be like, here, this is my boyfriend, Ethan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, she probably already
I brought him to the woods to meet people like you.
Hmm. He's dating an old woman is rich. Well, best of luck in the future. I hope you...
Oh, thank you.
I hope that works out. No, I mean, no one should ever die alone.
Change your routine.
Wait.
Change whatever
you said
doing.
That with such instilling confidence.
It's not working. Please change it.
I'm not upset by it. None of this upsets me.
No, I didn't say it upsets you. Just change it.
It upsets Bruce.
Okay. All right. Yes,
I mean, if it doesn't bother you, then who cares? Give me a favor, though. Try not to masturbate for a month. See what happens.
Oh, God. I couldn't make it, like, more than 4 days.
Oh, no. Are you one of those no-fappers?
Well, I mean...
Is that a thing? Is that a no?
Yeah, that's the thing. Look it up on Reddit.
Entire online communities full of young men who
people compete for the longest. Yeah,
and then they basically for the turn into these rabid animals who pretend to be humans at that point.
Well, they pretend to be enlightened. They're like, I see the world clearly now. I've ascended to a new tier.
Oh, sex is just these chains women put on us, and it just devolves into this disgusting philosophy. Hating on women.
That's just kind of weird. I mean, if you're in a situation where you can get laid, I don't know. I mean, yeah, masturbation is good every once in a while, but if it's an hourly ritual, you might have a problem.
You might die like that guy that masturbated 40 times.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Anything can be. Anything could be a addiction problem, and that could just. The only problem with that is
desensitized.
Being desensitized. That's what I'm trying to say. Which just basically means, you know, the more you do it, the less fun it is, but try not jerking off for a month.
What's the longest you've ever gone without jerking off?
Up until I was like 11 years old.
There it is.
Okay, no, but after that, how many days?
Or
the clock really starts.
Here's the fun thing: masturbate all you want, but don't use pornography.
Ooh, that's tough.
Oh.
It is tough.
Yeah,
yeah. But that's what. Here's the thing, though: you wait a week, acorns start to look good.
Yeah,
like. I don't know. That's my advice.
So are you going to try it or
stop whacking it?
You're basically just telling Andrew that his standards will drop even more. I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Maybe.
You just start dating twigs now.
I just like to get people to do weird stuff.
Okay, have you two ever tried sucking your own dicks?
Andrew can do that, actually.
Wait, who can do that? Andrew?
Andrew.
Yeah.
So then why do you masturbate?
Well, that is still masturbation, isn't it?
To reiterate this point, which ever since I brought it up, I now have to explain to every guest, there's two problems with it. The first is it's more like sucking a dick than it is getting your dick sucked. And two, I'm not nearly as flexible as I was when I was younger, so even if I tried it, I would probably not be able to do it anymore.
Number three, do you spit or swallow?
You landed on the face for easy cleanup.
Oh, man. Right in your hair?
Yeah.
What?
That's so
That doesn't sound like you're swallowing it.
I don't know. I don't remember what the fuck I did last time I did it. I was like a little baby.
You were 16.
I was either 14, 15, or 16. Yeah, I was in that ballpark.
You were blowing yourself as a baby?
Yeah, dude. I came out of the womb feeling good.
Yeah, like, did your babysitter just bend you into a pretzel shape?
She was jealous.
Jesus.
No, I've never. Well, I've never. I mean, everyone's tried to get their head down there, but I can't reach.
Yeah, you can't do it. I've tried, but can't do it.
Yeah.
Andrew's got some weird fucking Cirque du Soleil technique where he walks down a wall wearing like chains and a ball gag or some weird shit.
Just looks like The Exorcist. All right,
so take out the hyperbole, and if you Google how to do it, that is the number one recommended technique.
It's not something
I came up. I'm not like a guru of this. I Googled meticulously for it.
Made that sound perfect.
She's a dead fish.
Imagining him with a medicine ball and shit.
Oh yeah, you can. What use am a I, a fucking animal.
Like a 20s sideshow here? See the man who can suck his own dick.
How you doing, Charlie? You okay there?
Yeah, Charlie. I'm doing well. Normally, what happens?
That's what happens.
He got tired of texting his girlfriend.
I won the argument.
No, you never really win.
No, you don't.
No.
You didn't.
There was no argument.
Yeah. Even when you win, you lose. It's like Aliens versus Predator. Tagline though. One for the ages. Yeah,
whoever wins, we lose, Charlie. Just remember that next time you try to argue with your girlfriend over Facebook, cool sport guy.
So, Adam, Bruce, do you have any weird childhood stories, things you did as a kid that are funny or strange?
Weird childhood stories.
Man, a whole childhood is weird.
I mean, I did tell a story about how a friend of mine said he kissed a penis when he was like in kindergarten.
Kissed a penis.
But that's
trying to wake it up from deep slumber.
That's already in content tale. Though.
This isn't like a weird story, but this is like a frustrating story. I think I don't know if everyone's gone through this, but you ever have that thing where like your parents just don't believe you no matter what you say, even though to this day you know you were still right. I can do one of two. One was more innocent, but we had a neighbor named Dirk, which is a dumb name, first of all. And I remember I picked up the phone, and it was like, hey, it's Dirk. Is your mom there? I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. I'm like, Mom, it's Dirk. And then he goes, your son just called me Jerk. And I went, and they were like, why'd you do that, Adam? I'm like, no, I didn't. And like, to this day, I stand by it. I must have been like 5 or 6.
And your mom still doesn't believe you?
Probably not. I mean, we haven't talked about it in a while. but another one, I remember I was a little bit older, probably like 12 or 13. I was with my mom's roommate's family. So it was also like a family I didn't really even know. There's a lot of kids, like a lot of cousins and stuff. Not my cousins, her roommate's kids' cousins or whatever. But there was this one like kind of older girl by the pool, and she was sort of like, hey, like let's go in the bathroom together. And I'm like, I don't know, whatever. And so then word got around, they're like, oh, Adam went in the bathroom with the girl. I'm like, no, I didn't. And then I had this whole talk being driven home of like, look, I know you had sex with that girl in the bathroom. I'm like, what the fuck?
Whoa. You're like, no, I didn't.
Yeah. And so for the longest time, it was like Adam slutted out with a girl. Oh. And now my son is like a horrible human being. I'm like, that never happened.
I know firsthand Adam didn't lose his virginity until he was 22.
22?
No. That's a joke. I'm kidding. Okay. No, it wasn't.
What is the actual number? Enlighten us.
Jackson is very offended.
I was 16.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was 17.
I got peer pressured like a motherfucker because I was on the
sounds like you were
team.
Together.
Well, no, I was on the football team. Didn't want to be. Mom made me do it because I was fat. And every guy was just bragging about how like, oh yeah, fuck the girl, blah, blah, blah. And then be like, did you fuck her? I'm like, not yet. And then
nice.
I basically kind of like forced it. And then like,
wait, they'll fuck the same girl?
No, no, no. This was a girl. Man, I played a dangerous game.
You forced it.
I went out of my way to find a girl to have sex with rather than like.
You forced yourself on her.
No, there was no forcing on
me.
I'm saying it was rather than like a girlfriend who I love and like we're trying to make it like work out.
You had
out,
to find the girl
like,
who fell asleep at school.
Well, no, so dumb enough, I met this girl in an AOL chat room. Didn't even know what she looked
oh,
like.
Oh, and you're giving Andrew
Ooh,
these
that's
talks.
Like Andrew.
Come on.
It's yeah. very much like Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I know. And it was the biggest
that
mistake
much
in my life.
Meeting them in real life.
Yeah.
Well, wow. But Andrew can't get laid, and you can.
Wow!
I'm kidding, Andrew. I'm kidding.
Man, I'm so glad that they're my
He's
best friends.
He's already beaten down. You don't need to piss on his face while you're at it.
I apologize.
Yeah. She left a note and said, thank you, and then cleaned my room.
Wow.
Oh, that's
Did you sleep
nice
with your
though.
Mom?
Yeah.
What? No. I mean, she was a bit older, but.
I asked my question again.
No. The only reason that worked out because my mom was out of town.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Yeah. He was like at a...
So how do you know it's not your mom? They went in the same room.
Yeah, she could have put on a wig.
How do I know I didn't fuck my mom? Gee, let me consult my friend Oedipus and see where this goes.
Yeah, he killed your dad right after.
No, I'm not going to say names. But no, it was... I don't know. I ended up having a girlfriend in high school who I did love very much.
There you go. That's fine.
Yeah, and that was more of a real thing. So either way. I don't know. 16, 18, your call.
Andrew, when did you lose your virginity?
17.
Last week.
Last week, when I was 17.
I mean, what
I got
is
little
clefts. Losing your virginity?
Having sex with a person?
But what, I mean, does that mean you have to finish?
Probably.
So what if you don't finish?
No.
No, it doesn't. No finishing.
Don't slap that criteria on there.
Yeah.
No. So wait, hold on. Every single person on the panel has had sex but not finished? And then that's how they lost their virginity?
It's as soon as you touch the vagina. That's
with
it.
What?
Anything?
Anything?
Well, that
anything. Break out my hockey stick. I'm losing it tonight.
So if you give a girl a handjob, you lost your virginity?
No. It's penis in vagina. That's as long as it enters the vagina, that's virginity broken. That's
so gay people never lose their virginities, Jackson.
Well, you know what I mean. A no. warm hole.
No, I don't. Please elaborate.
A warm hole.
Warm. So every time a gay man, every time a gay man fucks another gay man, his penis enters a butt wormhole and goes into a vagina somewhere. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
No, I said warm. Warm. WARM.
See, I feel like love has to be involved.
Love should be a part of it.
And I didn't love that can of warm tomato sauce.
Well, yeah, virginity is a social construct, I guess. You can choose whatever way.
Thanks, Tumblr.
Now we're back to Tumblr.
Nice. Yeah, I know. That means we've all lost our virginity when we were born, right?
Oh, yeah.
That damn patriarchy.
No, I said you can choose when you lose it, basically.
Okay, well, then I choose to lose it when I was 10.
I'm still a virgin.
Sweet bro.
I know.
What was your numbers, Charlie, Jackson, Kaya? What's your virginity number?
16.
Is that a score?
Mine was 19. Going through most of my life, I was like a really religious guy, and also a weird
what?
Guy. I used to want to, yeah. I used to be super religious when I was younger.
I didn't know
and,
that.
And I was really afraid of sex, and I just didn't want to do anything before marriage. And then it started to hit me like, you know, maybe I'm just kind of a loser, and I couldn't get sex even if I wanted to.
Because
I would, like, bring decks of cards with me to try and do magic tricks for girls to get them to like me and shit.
I'm sure all sorts of older gentlemen try to pick you up in their car and ask you to do weird things with your butt. Come on.
Well, but, you know, being the 19-year-old kid and getting asked by older gentlemen in vans kind of, you know, wore me out. And then one day...
I thought that'd boost your ego.
I thought if you accepted their offer, you'd be worn out.
Well... When I turned 19, it would have been like right before going, well, not before going on 20, it would have been a few months, but it hit me and I was like, you know, being religious and stuff has always just kind of made me kind of miserable, so I'm going to stop. And then I stopped and I started drinking really heavily, and then I had sex with
someone. Man
of
extremes.
I know, nice job.
Yeah, I really
lost your faith.
Yeah, I really dove in there hard. Sorry, guys.
Jesus.
Yeah, shout outs. And met a girl from a... really shitty club in the middle of nowhere. And then we walked like 2 miles back to my dorm, and then we fucked, but I didn't come, and I broke 3 condoms and took 2.5 hours
So did he lose his virginity, yeah, guys?
You're did a hero. She come?
Wow.
Did we not talk about this before?
I've never mentioned.
You told that story. Yeah, you did.
You told that story at least 10 or 20 times, but
he's real proud of it.
If it was on the podcast.
I don't remember telling it.
If you want to help Charlie break more condoms, let us know.
Do you guys have any interesting kinks you would be willing to admit?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't. Unfortunately, I don't have any kinks.
It's like doggy style.
Unfortunately.
How does that even work?
I don't know. It's just nothing. I mean, like, I really enjoy normal sex.
Yeah. Turns out a warm hole is pretty good
on a person that I love.
We did a live show a while ago where we put ball gags and stuff in our mouth. We did this whole like S&M thing as like a joke where we played Dark Souls, and every time we fucked up, we'd be like punished. I did not like having a ball gag in my mouth. Like, and then Bruce had nipple clamps.
Oh, yeah, I had nipple clamps. Nipple clamps suck. They hurt.
I was like, it made me really appreciate just normal sex.
Okay, but what about like things you just like in terms of the visual appeal or something like that? Like,
I like women, naked
furry,
women.
Maybe one of you likes short women.
Naked women.
naked women. I am not particular.
Living or dead or...
You sound like Andrew now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, can't get off the hentai. That's just like, it doesn't work.
Oh, that's gross.
It's not gross. It's just not real.
Well, I mean, the tentacle stuff is gross.
I don't know. Well, as a younger gentleman, I definitely had a thing for like MILFs, but now it's just becoming women my age. So, like, check out this hot MILF. She's 23. I'm like, that could be someone's daughter.
Put some clothes on, you harlot. Yeah.
Oh. But, you know, finish. Yeah, man. I don't know. It's, I question my search history, but sort of like, yeah, thumbnail looks good. That's about it. I'm not really like searching like, I need, you know, chicks with dongs, but also...
Chicks with dongs, cucks.
Yeah.
Plus...
But they have, like, parrot heads.
Cream pie.
Cream pie just means they came in her.
Yeah, cream pie is not a...
But
finish.
Then you have to add amateur to make sure it's real.
It's not real, it's just shitty camera work.
I mean, that was the point.
Yeah. I was like, it's like Deborah's first anal. You're like, no, it's not.
I've seen that anus elsewhere.
It would hurt more than that. Yeah,
Charlie, what about you? Do you have any kinks?
Yeah, I'm actually curious about Charlie.
You've asked me this question like three
times,
and
you've never told me.
Answer it.
I want to hear
because
it.
Because the answer's simple. It's just not really. Just normal whatever stuff.
Normal sex.
What about you, Andrew? Andrew.
Well, Andrew's gone over his kinks. I don't even think they want to hear him. But to bring this all full circle here, let's talk a little bit about some important stuff. Sex swing. Tell us about it. How's it going? Is there anything you'd like to share and get out there?
Speaking of kinks, yeah.
Yeah, I'm currently selling a sex swing on Craigslist.
getting a lot of details.
Is it used?
Fuck, it's used.
No, we made 6 episodes of an animated show that's on Rooster Teeth and on YouTube, and it was really fun. Honestly, it was a really fun experience because we've never done anything cartoon. Narrative. We've never done a cartoon like that, and it was just generally a really enlightening experience. And James and Elise put in a lot of work writing. Obviously Adam wrote an episode, Lawrence wrote an episode.
We all kind of worked
and,
on it.
And then, yeah, and like, it's one of those things where we all just really are excited about it and proud of it. And it's not, I mean, like, it's not doing as well as we'd like, but also it's not the stuff that we normally do. Yeah. It's not the stuff that
we do a season 2, Charlie, will you be in it?
Oh, I would love to. I'd be honored.
All right. You're in, Charlie.
Oh,
yeah,
so he's sweet. Done arguing with his girlfriend.
I need a deadpan voice character.
Oh yeah, well, we can find one. For him. That's easy.
You got one, Charlie.
Yeah, no, I'm trying. We need to create a character for him.
For Charlie. Yeah.
Oh right, yeah, okay.
He's got to be.
That way I can leave this podcast.
Which one are you edited? I mean, not edited, animated it.
Oh, Rooster Teeth did. So we didn't do any of the animation.
It was all done in Austin. Yeah, we just handed it off to those
offloaded
guys.
It.
Rooster Teeth has a whole animation department. They have like, I don't want to say 100 animators.
Oh my god!
They use a section of their animators because like they animate Ruby and Camp and other shows like that for Rooster Teeth, but then they animated our show too. So we worked with a guy named Jordan over there and a producer named Maggie, and they worked with us for weeks and weeks on it. So I mean, like, all again, really super talented people.
How long's it been in development for?
A year, roughly. I mean, it goes through a bunch of, like I said, this is all new to us, but it was all in all, like, we have to pitch it, then we have to, like, give them, like, a Bible or, like, a kind of a, what is it?
A show Bible.
A show Bible, basically. And then they needed a pilot, and then they wanted a different pilot, and then they're like, okay, we need, like, 10 episode pitches. Okay, now 6 of those are episodes. Give us treatments for all of those, and then submit them, and then we'll send in character art as it comes in. Like, it took us, like, it was just all this back and forth. I'm really surprised it ever got done.
Great.
Yeah. It's crazy. It is a weird, fascinating world.
It would have been really rewarding to see that come to life after so long working.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. And, like, it got hit with a lot of criticism, and we're the biggest critics. We're all like, yeah, it could have been better. We could have written better. We could have voiced it better, all that stuff. So we're just, I think we're all kind of happy the first season's done, even though it's only 6 episodes, because we're like, okay, now we can get, so, like, spoiler, we were just joking around about this, but we were saying, like, one of the main characters at the end has AIDS, and it's sort of like, it's a punchline. We're like, what if all of season 2 he has AIDS, and he has to deal with that? Or, like, that could be fun
but
to write
aren't
for.
Aren't we close to curing that? So it could be a
well, this,
problem.
It's not a death
guys.
Sentence at all. No, yeah, you just take AZT.
Live with it.
Yeah, it's totally fine. No,
or
I mean,
be an alternate universe where it is a death sentence.
We got blasted with AIDS when we used to work in West Hollywood. It's everywhere.
there's a ray gun they shoot at you. That's the AIDS ray gun.
Well, I mean, it's,
once you cross through the airport, they just blast always, you with AIDS.
Well, we always talk about AIDS belly. You guys aware of AIDS belly?
No, what's that?
What so you only AIDS know belly? About this if you work or live in West Hollywood. So yeah, AIDS is not a death sentence anymore to the point, but with all the medication you take, you can get a pot belly. And so now you have to get medication for your AIDS.
Pot belly.
And they're like, you got AIDS pot belly? Don't worry. We got your back. And I was like, this is crazy.
So it's another medication to take for just AIDS pot belly because of all the medications that you take.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Man, that sucks.
Which we're definitely writing into the show.
Yeah, I know.
So for the cartoon, was the go-to always going to be Rooster Teeth? Or was it, we want to make this cartoon, why don't we just use Rooster Teeth Studio, you know? Was it, or was that always the plan for what you wanted?
Rooster Teeth is our company.
They're
our
employers.
Yeah. Well, no, but I'm saying, yeah, the go-to was to always keep it internal, or did you think maybe branching out to other companies to animate it, or?
Oh.
I think it always sort of started, the idea started with Rooster Teeth. So it was kind of one of those things where, like, they had talked to us and were like, hey, would it be cool if you guys made a cartoon? And we talked about making shows and stuff like that. Yeah. So I think they wanted to keep it in-house.
Yeah. I think okay. The animation team's extremely talented, and they work crazy hours to get the work done that they do. I think we were, you know, obviously the hope was like, well, it'd be awesome if Cartoon Network were like, hey, we want to buy this from you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, we have no delusions of grandeur. We're not like... Like, it's going to happen. We're like, hey, we're just happy it got made at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, AIDS potbelly sounds easy to pitch to Adult Swim. That's all I'm saying.
They need to get edgier. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I remember when you guys were talking about it and you were just getting it off the ground with getting in talk. So it was really cool to kind of see it finally get done. So I was excited.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's right. You probably heard the early talks of it.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where, like Adam said, I don't know if we ever really imagine that it would actually get made into 6 episodes. So it was just, it's fun to see. And thank you for even asking about it, Charlie. I appreciate that.
Yeah. When were you out here, Charlie? How long ago was that?
Almost. it was about a year ago. Beginning of May.
Yeah,
man. Did you leave your Ray-Bans here?
No, I don't wear sunglasses.
Okay. I found some Ray-Bans on my desk, and I always assume they're yours. They're still sitting there if you want them back.
I'll take them. They're not mine, but I will take them.
Charlie, just take your fucking sunglasses back. Yeah. Well, you're always welcome back, buddy.
Anytime.
I appreciate that. The offer's open here as well. My girlfriend, you know, she's here. Andrew's he's close by. I know you're eager to meet Andrew and see him suck his own dick. So the offer is open.
Your kink is to have all your podcast buddies run a train on your girlfriend while one of them sucks his own dick in the corner.
Yeah.
Vanilla.
You hit the nail on the head.
That's cool. We can just combine. Well, you're in Tampa, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be out there.
We're going to be in Tampa soon.
Yeah, we're going to be out there.
Well, why would you ever? I mean, that's good to hear. But,
we're doing a live show out there.
Oh, I feel you.
Yeah. We're doing a Let's Play Live, and that's going to be, I want to say, May 1st or April 30th.
Well, like what does that whole live show consist of? How do you pull that off? That sounds like a lot of pressure. No edits or anything.
It is kind of weird. It's like, I mean, like, it's basically like live streaming. So if you've ever streamed,
yeah.
Then it's...
Do you guys play Jackbox?
We might play Jackbox.
I think they do that to like warm up the crowd sometimes. Yeah. But so it's the original idea started with Jack Patillo from Achievement Hunter, and he was just doing it at RTX, which is like it's like a version of PAX that they do in Austin and now in Sydney and London. But he was just saying like, oh, it was really cool doing like a live stage demo of GTA. What if we made a whole show out of that? And then as it got bigger, they started inviting more of us on. But our problem is we try to outdo ourselves. And so all the stuff we do is like almost not even video game related. So like Lawrence and I will do a magic show where there's like no magic.
They don't know how to do magic.
Yeah. And then we tried doing like mimes where we just slapped a bunch of makeup.
They don't know how to do mimes.
Yeah. We just kind of fall over for like 5 minutes. And then we're trying to think of other stuff. But like, you know, the game, Keep Talking, Nobody Explodes.
Yeah. I love that game so much. Yep. Game.
So we did that live on the stage, where they actually had like pyrotechnics set up. So if we failed, like it would explode.
The bomb would explode. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's stuff like that, like taking it to that next level.
We do that too, except like the whole, we don't know how to do this shtick, except we just cut out the middleman because we don't know how to stream.
We awkwardly fumble and argue for about an hour and a half until we go, okay, good night.
That's the way the game, I mean, like, the shows could easily be that too. Like there are times we played games live on stage and it's like 45 minutes of depth, the game, the shark game, and after that basically you'll just go like, okay, well, we're done, and then like we move on to the next game. So it's like, you know, it's just basically people paying to watch us play live on stage, which is weird. It's weird to us that people will do that, but we're always super excited to see every single one of them.
Yeah. So. Everyone always tries to bring something really unique. I was really blown away the very first show they did. They did Surgeon Simulator, where they had a gurney, and they were running it through the audience. And like the gurney was set up with like a generator and all this stuff. So they were playing like a PlayStation on a gurney being rolled around while playing Surgeon Simulator. I was like, that's really freaking creative. Cool. Yeah. We had nothing to do with that. That was all Gavin and Michael.
So once again, when's that date? When are you going on this live tour?
I want to say it starts the 23rd of April.
Hold on. Checking my phone.
And we're going to be like in a bunch of cities. We're going to be live
2017. There you go. Jackson's planning his flight.
We're going to be, I think we're going to be in Newark, in Baltimore, in Orlando, and then Tampa.
It's all cities where you're probably going to get stabbed.
Oh, Tampa, that's a guarantee.
It's not making its way over to Australia.
Oh, wait, yeah, Friday, April 28th, we're going to be in Orlando, it says.
And then the next one's Tampa, I think the 30th.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. So,
where do you guys go in Tampa? I'm curious.
I have no idea what the venue is.
That's Baltimore.
I'll email you and let you know, Charlie, because I...
we'll get you in, Charlie.
If you want to come, you should. Please, we should we'd love to we'd love to have you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Of course, buddy.
Yeah, no big deal. No big deal at all.
We're so professional, we don't know our own fucking dates.
All right, well, this is usually when we start to wrap it up, unless you guys, Jackson, Kaya, Andrew, if you guys have any questions that you'd like to get out there, now's the time.
Oh, Bruce and Adam can ask questions, too.
Yeah, if you guys have any questions, that's fine as well.
How have we been?
Is this a good podcast?
Way better than us, that's for sure.
Yeah, a lot better than what we're used to.
Well, it's better than Ray? Ray was fantastic.
Yeah,
Ray
was good. Well, excluding Ray, of course. Ray was awesome.
Ray's the bad ones you don't see. Yeah, so all the ones on our channel are the good ones. But there's
so this is episode 16, but you really
in the grand scheme of things, definitely upper tier.
If you don't see yourselves in episode 16, it means you were horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
So there's going to be a phone call after the podcast ends that will have a survey. 5 is the best, 1 is the worst. So just make sure you give us all 5s at the end.
I'll make sure to fill it in.
For sure.
Well, the thing is, every other question's the numbers flip so that you have to pay attention. Sometimes a 1 is good, sometimes 5 is bad. I don't want you to just smash the button.
And then it's one of those surveys where when you put 1, it's like, well, why did you put a 1 here? Could you please tell us?
Expand.
Expand on this. And then they critique your answer with like strong weak.
No, I don't want to answer Time Warner. Stop it.
Yeah, God.
Does anyone actually do those surveys?
I do.
College.
Oh, wow. I go to a lunch restaurant at my work and I fill out surveys for discounts, but their fucking surveys are like the fucking Biblicon of their whole restaurant. It's like any question you answer, they're like, can you elaborate on that? Are you sure? Can you tell us about this experience? Oh, you were thanked? Can you tell us how you thanked them?
But you get a free drink, right, Andrew?
Exactly. It's worth it. That's why I fill in the survey as quick and randomly as I can.
Fuck yeah.
It's the long con. I like it.
Then he gets nice and drunk and accidentally sends taint pictures to the group chat for this podcast.
You haven't made an original joke in the last 3 episodes since that happened.
I want to see those taint pictures.
All right, if you add me, I will directly send them to you.
I don't know if I'm in the group chat for this. Hold on, let me look.
Oh, wait.
I don't have a history.
Well, of course not, but...
He is.
Dump it in there.
But I don't know if I want to score you, too.
Oh, well, fine. We'll just look up taints.
Oh, I hate to interrupt. We got a message from Bruce. It says, boofka, boofka.
Well, that was me typing with one hand.
We were trying to figure out if we could get into that group chat.
Were you trying to hack the fucking Skype call?
That's how you do it. Take it over.
All right. We'll go ahead and wrap this up then. Really appreciate you guys coming on. Go ahead and shout out everything you want to get out there.
I think we already did.
Go check out Funhouse. Channel Critical.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Was it Penguins?
Penguin Zero.
Zero. Yeah, with a Z.
Just typing Critical with a 1. It's all good.
Well, that was the sweetest thing anyone's ever done.
No. Jackson, what's your channel? I'm going to shout that one out.
No. I don't.
Okay,
I don't,
okay. All right, Andrew, what do
I love Bondage.
We have it all on screen. But
actually,
wants to support us. Yeah, go ahead.
Adam, have you ever seen The Ghost of Halo 2?
Oh, God.
The Ghost of Halo 2? No, is that a video you made or is some fan fiction I wrote?
It's a video I made about a documentary about a haunted map in Halo 2 where a ghost would slide around. I thought since you...
Oh,
you
had... I've seen that footage, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah.
I had no idea it was you. That's a crazy thing, like, having watched YouTube for years and years. Like, I would watch Charlie's videos all the time, not knowing who he was.
Yeah.
Because, like that that old, like, Japanese baseball game video I remember back in the day. What was that one called, Charlie?
98 Koshin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that shit would come up, and I was like, who's this 45-year-old man critiquing this Japanese video game?
You were, like, 14 then, weren't you, Charlie?
I was 16 when I made that one.
Oh, man, it's such a good video.
Here he is with the ball.
I know.
He's going to throw it. There he goes. Good stuff.
Such a good video.
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
But yeah.
Andrew, do you want to...
So yeah,
okay.
Anyway.
No,
so yeah. Hey, good work finding the ghost.
Andrew, do you want to wrap this up?
Sure. Special thanks to our guests of Funhouse, Bruce and Adam. Hey. They are handsome and bearded and very nice. We've been your hosts, Andrew, Jackson, Charlie, and Kaya, and we'll be back with more fucking dumb shit where we talk to people. I don't know. Everyone say goodbye now.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Go check out Funhouse.
Do it.
Eh.
Eh.